Good afternoon and good evening. This is Beatrice Harris, aka Miss Honeybee, aka Miss V, for the 9th season of Cosmic Collision, known as Humanist Rising. I'd like to apologize quickly for the slight delay. As you all know, I do have multiple medical issues that have to be addressed, and sometimes I have to take rest. But let us move on to the 24th episode of this wonderful, entrancing, and in my opinion, informative season called The Tree of Lies. I lost count how many times issues were discussed, but never really solved. It was more so a compromise off the backs of the low-income poor communities, rural included, than an actual solution. Fortunately, that's the history of social movements. Real change is a faraway vision that evades us every time political involvement and maneuvering hijacks the message. And once more, it has happened again. Many people who know it better than me can tell you easily that despite the public displays, our lives really don't matter. Community engagement is just another way to make it seem like your words matter, but they don't. Sorry again. Community action programs, organizations that were mandated by the Economic Opportunity Act of 1964, which also provided programs funded by the federal government to alleviate poverty, was enacted. Yet through this act, more harm came to low-income communities and its residents by means of gentrification. These programs were exempt from political review or control. These community concepts are not what they project. We have housing and community programs that are mired in backhanded deals with the very people that are causing us turmoil. We look at these groups as being generous in their services, but if these organizations slash groups were so helpful, then why are we still dealing with the very disturbing levels of displacement and destitution? Why are we still at arms with the politicians that hold the keys to making a better reform based on the needs of the people? Now, don't get me wrong. There are people who genuinely want to help. I'm not speaking of them. I'm talking about the heads of these programs. I'm talking about the continued bias nature of serving clients. These actions leave more discord in the wake of this ongoing pandemic, and it's not going to get any better because we don't do our own research. We don't think outside of corporate slash government conditioning. The concept of this community involvement is a shadow lurking within the confines of true change. The meetings that were of public engagement were limited as well. These affordable housing programs that profess that they care for people struggling with stable housing is mired in mismanagement, corruption, maltreatment, and worst cases, neglect. Every program that professes caring for the unfortunate has been the cause of the unfortunate outcomes. And that's what the public fails to see every day. The pandemic revealed many dark sides to philanthropy when it comes to truly helping mankind. I've given this a lot of thought. And in my conclusion, there needs to be a full re-examination of everything that claims to help humanity, because I don't see it anymore. The people are still listening to these people because of the position they're in. Where were people who deserved support for trying to help us understand the situation for what it is, and not what they're trying to jam down our throats? Those are the ones we have to support. Try helping them out and see how strong we become. It seems to me that there's a never-ending pattern of social conditioning and engineering. And the only way we break through that is the very first step to achieving taking back your life. And that is to not always roll with the punches. Until next time, stand up, stand out, or stand down. Your choice.